Hello, it is Thursday, November 7th, 2024, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan in view as we together as a family of families through God's Word seek to keep His face in view so that we can know Him more and make Him known all the more. To do this today, we're going to be reading Psalm chapter 120, 1 Kings chapter 4 verses 1 through 28, and John chapter 12 verses 37 through 50. We're going to begin today with Psalm chapter 120. In my distress, I called to the Lord, and He answered me, "Deliver me, O Lord, from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given to you, and what more shall be done to you, you deceitful tongue? A warrior's sharp arrows with glowing coals of the broom tree? Woe to me that I sojourn in Meshech, that I dwell among the tents of Kedar. Too long have I had my dwelling among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war." 1 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 28. King Solomon was king over all Israel, and these were his high officials. Azariah, the son of Zadok, was the priest. Eliareph and Ahijah, the sons of Shisha, were secretaries. Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was recorder. Benaniah, the son of Jehida, was in command of the army. Zadok and Abathar were priests. Azariah, the son of Nathan, was over the officers. Zabud, the son of Nathan, was priest and king's friend. Ahishar was in charge of the palace. And Adoram, the son of Abda, was in charge of the forced labor. Solomon had 12 officers over all Israel who provided food for the king and his household. Each man had to make provision for 1 month of the year. These were their names: Ben-Hur in the hill country of Ephraim, Ben-Dekir in Machgaz, Shalabim, Beth-Shemesh, and Elanabeth-Hanan, Ben-Hesed in Arabath. To him belonged Sukkot and all the land of Hefer, Ben Abidan, and all Naphathdor. He had Tapath, the daughter of Solomon, as his wife, Baana, the son of Ilud, in Tanakh, Megiddo, and all Bethshean, that is beside Zarethan, below Jezreel, and from Bethshean to Abel Maholah, as far as the other side of Jokmeam, Ben Gibur in Ramath Gilead. He had the villages of Jair, the son of Manasseh, which are in Gilead, and he had the region of Argob, which is in Bashan. 6 great cities with walls and bronze bars: Anabad, the son of Ido, in Mahanaim, Ahimaaz in Naphtali. He had taken Basmath, the daughter of Solomon, as his wife, Baana, the son of Hushai, in Asher, and Baaleloth, Jehoshaphat, the son of Peruah, in Issachar, Shimei, the son of Elah, in Benjamin, Geber, the son of Uri, in the land of Gilead, the country of Sihon, king of the Amorites, and of Og of Bashan. And there was one governor who was over the land. Judah and Israel were as many as the sand by the sea. They ate and drank and were happy. Solomon ruled over all the kingdoms from the Euphrates to the land of the Philistines and to the border of Egypt. They brought tribute and served Solomon all the days of his life. Solomon's provisions for one day was 30 cores of fine flours and 60 cores of meal, 10 fat oxen and 20 pasture-fed cattle, 100 sheep, besides deer, gazelles, roebucks, and fattened fowl. For he had dominion over all the region west of the Euphrates, from Tipsha to Gaza, over all the kings west of the Euphrates. And he had peace on all sides around him. And Judah and Israel lived in safety from Dan even to Beersheba, every man under his vine and under his fig tree, all the days of Solomon. Solomon also had 40,000 stalls of horses for his chariots and 12,000 horsemen. And those officers supplied provisions for King Solomon and for all who came to King Solomon's table, each one in his month. They let nothing be lacking, barley also and straw for the horses and swift steeds. They brought to the place where it was required, each according to his duty. John chapter 12, verses 37 through 50. Though he had done so many signs before them, they still did not believe in him, so that the word spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Lord, who has believed what he heard from us, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, for again Isaiah said, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, lest they see with their eyes and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them. Isaiah said these things because he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, many even of the authorities believed in him, but for fear of the Pharisees they did not confess it, so that they would not be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from God. And Jesus cried out and said, whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And whoever sees me sees him who sent me. I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. If anyone hears my words and does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day, for I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment what to say and what to speak, and I know that his commandment is eternal life. What I say, therefore, I say as the Father has told me. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord.
Would you take the nails from his hands? Would you take the place of this man? Would you take the nails?